Welcome to the Cody Springer Show. This podcast is available on Anchor.fm, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music Weekly. Ever since 2018, Cody has been giving you one of the most real and uncensored podcasts on the internet. He talks about everything from pop culture to sports, entertainment, and everything in between. Here is an all-new episode of the Cody Springer Show.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Cody Springer Show, episode number 91 of the show. Hope everyone's doing good today. I have singer-songwriter Carrie Warburton on the show today. And before we get into our interview with her, I have one of her songs that I'm featuring on today's show. And I'd like to thank Carrie for giving me permission to play this song for you guys today. The song's called Not Good at Goodbyes. It's off of her album, Pathway to Healing. And we'll go ahead and play the song, and then when we come back, my interview with Carrie Warburton.
I know it didn't mean for me to feel this way. I know you wish we went down a different lane. I hope I can make a decision without losing my mind. The snow has clouded up my double vision for way too
singer-songwriter Carrie Warburton here. Carrie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
That's good. And I just wanted to start off by asking you where you're from.
So I'm from Utah.
Utah. By Salt Lake or City or
Yeah, it's nearby Salt Lake.
Okay. And yeah, I've never been out there before. I lived in Arizona, so I was kind of like in that general area, but I've never been out to Utah.
Yeah, it's really pretty out here. I love the mountains.
Well, that's why I heard. That's really nice out there. But
Yeah, it's a good place to live.
nice. Late last year, you put out an album called Pathway to Healing, and I want to know what the creative process was behind that album.
Yeah, so I made a lot of the songs on that album. They're older songs that I didn't write the year that I put out the album. It's actually kind of just a collection of songs that I wrote throughout the years because I've been songwriting ever since a young age. So, but one day I was like, I want to create my own album. So I bought myself an interface and got a DAW and learned how to do those. And I also got a microphone too, a microphone and a headset. And I kind of just messed around with it and learned how to do that, and then recorded the songs that I already had written. And then I came up with the album.
So you produce your own music?
Yes, I do.
Nice. Yeah, a lot of the artists that I've previously interviewed, they do a lot of their own producing. And to be honest, I mean that's a lot of dedication in itself, to produce your own stuff.
Yeah, I think it's so fun though.
Right, yeah, 'cause I mean what you want it to sound like. And you can put it together and do things how you want, and yeah, so
Yeah, and it's nice because you're not bound by a contract. I can explore with different genres and kind of trying to find what I like as my sound instead of being confined to just one genre and having a record deal. It's kind of nice because I can do what I want when I want to.
right, yeah, it's nice, definitely nice to be independent. What genre would you say you're mostly are?
I'm mostly pop. Pathway to Healing is a more like acoustic, I guess, acoustic pop. But lately I've been coming out with more pop stuff because I enjoy pop. It's one of my favorite genres, so.
Yeah, when I listen to some of the songs from that album, I yeah, definitely a lot of acoustic vibes I got from it. Your most recent single that you put out, Your Backstage, I definitely got a lot more hip hop vibes from that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll get into that here in a minute. But I want to know what inspired you to make music?
So I've loved music ever since a young age. Like at age five, my parents signed me up for my first choir, and I've just always loved to sing. It was something I've been good at too, so that's always been an added bonus. And then I learned how to play the guitar because I was always begging my dad to make Midas tracks for me when I was in elementary school. And so I was like, if I learn the guitar, I can just play the guitar instead of having to make all these Midas tracks. And so I don't know. I just was born with a love for music, I guess you can say.
So you knew right away what you wanted to do with yourself.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, because I mean a lot of people just like sometimes they don't know what they want to do in their lives, and I noticed with a lot of the artists that I've previously interviewed, like all right, yeah, this is what I want to do. I want to make music, and I think music's very universal.
It is.
Let's go back to the single "Your Backstage." You put it out last month, and
Yes.
I feel like it's a song that people can really relate to. But the main question I have is the story of the song from personal experience?
Yeah, so that song's a little bit interesting. Like, it's kind of about like multiple people. What really like inspired me to write it was I just like had gone out with a guy and I really liked this guy, and then he ended up ghosting me. I was very salty about it, so I ended up writing "You're Backstage," but I was also pulling from a previous experience from high school for some of the parts, and it just all kind of came together, I guess.
Yeah, like I mean that's another thing too. Like, that I mean people get ghosted, and it's not just with, relationships, it's friendships too. And
Yeah.
I feel like that's some that's a it's a song that people can really relate to, because it happens more often than not, unfortunately.
Yeah, and it really sucked. And I'm
Yeah.
like, I'm just gonna write a song about this, get all my anger out, put it out, make some money off of it. Not a whole ton of money. I don't make a ton of money off of my music, but it's better than nothing, and then I'll feel better.
Right, and I really think the best music comes from people just venting out their personal frustrations,
Yeah.
I know in the past on my podcast, I've made podcasts about personal stories and stuff like that, and it was not more so to put the person out on, put them on blast. It was more so to kind of help my listeners learn, and kind of just, be cautious of who they trust and stuff like that. So,
Yeah. It's like always nice to put something else out and have someone be like, "Oh, I went through like the same thing you did," and it's like, "Oh, I'm not alone in what I went through."
right, exactly. Do you have any music videos out right now?
No, I wish. They're expensive and I don't know any videography people yet, so but in the future I might put out a video.
Okay. Yeah, 'cause I went to your YouTube page, and 'cause I was, just doing some research on you before we did the show today, and
Yeah.
yeah, I didn't see any music videos, but also it's been kind of hard too because of the pandemic and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So the song that I'm featuring in the podcast is "Not Good at Goodbyes." You had a line in there that really hit home for me. You said, "I'm torn. I don't know to go with my heart or my mind." Yeah, I've been there way too many times.
Yep.
So was that another song that was from personal experience as well?
Yeah, so with that one, I had actually just gotten out of a relationship. I broke up with the guy, and I had a really hard time deciding if I should break up with him. That's kind of where that song came from. Like, should I go with my heart or my mind? Because my mind's telling me break up with him, but my heart's like, no, have him stay. But things just were complicated, and so I ended up breaking it off. And in the song there's also a line that says like it's 2 a.m. and I'm trying to figure out how to make this work, and it was just me, like I was actually up crying till like 2 a.m. like being like, how could I make this work? Like, how could I see this actually happening? But at the end of the day, like, it just didn't work out, so.
Yeah, I mean, I've been there a time or two myself, and yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's brave, that you're kind of putting yourself out there like that. I mean, were you hesitant to do that at first?
Not really. I just try to be open with my, because I realize if I'm open with people, then they'll be able to relate. And the more people are relate, the more they'll actually want to still listen to my stuff. And so I'm like, sometimes life sucks. So I don't have this perfect life that celebrities try to put off. Not that I'm a celebrity or anything, but I don't ever want to come off that I have this perfect life and I have perfect relationships. But just being vulnerable and being like, yeah, I went through this experience and it sucked, but I'm still here today.
Right. I mean, the thing of the, I don't know, I guess I live my life by, you know, you bend, but you don't break, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Cause I've been through quite a lot myself and, life does suck sometimes. So on your YouTube channel, you got quite a few cover songs on there. Do you feel more pressure doing cover songs or your own original songs?
I kind of just do a balance of both. I just like to do both.
And I noticed you got quite a few Taylor Swift covers on there. Is she your favorite artist?
Yeah, she's what inspired me to start playing the guitar. And I just noticed people like me. Well, a lot of people have told me I kind of sound like her. I mean, I don't like 100% sound like her, but probably since I grew up listening to her music and kind of writing songs, like not the same as her, but just writing songs that were inspired by her music, I should say. I guess my vocals kind of, because I think your voice kind of morphs into what you listen to, if that makes sense. Like, if I grew up singing Taylor Swift, then my voice probably sounds a little bit more like her than it would like if I were to grow up listening to rap.
Right. And I did get some of those Taylor Swift vibes from you. I'm not a huge fan of her music, but there are a couple songs from her that I do like. But yeah, I mean, I definitely got those vibes from her, from you. So, yeah. I want to know, what are your interests outside of music?
Yeah, so I love running. I also like to do yoga. I like to read. I like to eat and nap.
do you read, books or articles or what do you like to read?
Yeah, I like to read books.
What's your favorite book?
Good question. It's kind of hard to choose. There's so many good ones. Lately I've been reading Fablehaven, and I've been really into that book. So as of right now, I'd probably say Fablehaven.
Okay. What's that about?
It's about a secret sanctuary for fairy tale creatures, and it's about this boy and girl whose grandparents own the sanctuary, and they're trying to save the sanctuary from people who are trying to take over the world basically and let out demons, and the evil people are trying to find artifacts, magical artifacts, and so that. And they have to have all the artifacts in order to let out the demons. And they're just trying to prevent the evil people from releasing the demon and finding the artifacts.
Interesting. I might have to check that one out. Because, I used to read a lot. And for some reason I got out of reading books and stuff like that. So that might be one I might have to check out.
Yeah, it does. Like, I'm the same. I go through like waves of reading a ton, and then I don't read a lot, then I read a ton. It's just kind of how life goes. Sometimes you get super busy.
Right. So what is your ultimate goal as an artist?
I think it'd be cool to start singing live. Like having my own concerts, that would be like a dream. Like getting to the point where enough people listen to my music that they'd be willing to come to one of my concerts. That'd be really cool. It'd be cool to make a living off of it. I guess maybe just turning it into a living and having live concerts is a goal of mine. Like, nothing too fancy. Like, I don't want to be as famous as Taylor Swift is, because I feel like that's a lot of pressure and too much for me to handle. But if I'm just like I make enough that I can make it a living, but I don't have to be like, I'm not the most famous person in the world. That would be really cool.
Oh yeah. And then you get to travel and see the world and stuff like that. And oh yeah. Have you ever performed live before?
Yes. I like to do church talent shows have always been a thing. Also school talent shows. I also was a music major in college for a little bit, and I would perform live a lot with that. But I love performing. I don't really get stage fright anymore. Of course, there's like that 5 seconds of like, I'm so scared, but then you go on and you just do it. And I'm like, afterwards, I'm like, I love this. I want to keep doing this. But yeah, I've performed a couple of times, and I've performed a lot in choirs too, because I've loved doing choirs ever since I was young. Yeah, I just love performing.
Nice. Yeah, performance, I mean, like, because that's another thing. Like, I've, you know, I had a buddy of mine who, I don't hang out with him anymore, but yeah, he had shows lined up. I mean, they were just like bars and small little venues and stuff like that, but, you know, I mean, that's something that, you know, I look forward to, you know, and hopefully once COVID is under control, you know, we can get back to doing that kind of thing, so.
Yeah, COVID's not been a friend to the music, live music business at all.
Oh, no, definitely not. It's definitely impacted a lot of artists and, mm-hmm. Like, have you gotten COVID?
No, I haven't.
Oh, good. I've been lucky as well. I haven't gotten COVID either. But yeah, it's definitely a bit impacted not only music, but just everybody in general.
Yeah. One of my friends actually passed away from it. So that was kind of, that was really sad.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. Yeah, that sucks. What challenges do you face as an artist making your type of music?
I think the biggest challenge would be the haters, and sometimes your biggest hater can be yourself, and it's just keeping that motivation. Like, I have to constantly tell myself, be like, just keep going, just keep pushing. Like, I know you feel like you're just inching your way there, but sometimes your worst critic is yourself. And sometimes I just make music and I'll listen to it and I'm like, I should just quit because I'm not that good. But then I have to be like, tell myself, don't compare yourself to other artists and how far they're progressing. Just compare yourself to yourself, become better. And then sometimes there are those critics who are mean on posts, and they do tell you that your stuff sucks, but that's when you just kind of like, you just kind of have to brush it off. Luckily, I don't get too much of that though, but it still stings when someone does leave a hateful comment. But not everyone's going to like your stuff is what it is. So.
Right. I mean, and that's another thing too. Like, if that's the thing, if people don't like something, then, you know, just don't listen to it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've dealt with, you know, hate throughout, you know, the entire time that I've done podcasting and other stuff too. And I've, you know, I've had to deal with all kinds of stuff, you know, and it just comes with the territory, I think, you know, and how you react to it. But yeah, like you said, you know, you just gotta keep going, you know, people are gonna hate you no matter what you do. So yeah, it's important just to keep pushing.
Yeah, and the one upside to haters is they're still listening to your stuff, which means, like, they're probably still keeping tabs on you, because sometimes they're really just jealous of you, and so they're keeping tabs on you and still listening to your stuff, and I still get paid for when they listen to my stuff. So I'm like, at least there's a bright side to that.
Right, definitely. You know, I've said it before. I think your haters are your biggest fans. You know, they just don't want to admit it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What are some other artists that you draw inspiration from?
I love Ryan Tedder. He's the singer in One Republic, and he mixes their music and he writes their music. I just love One Republic and their whole sound. One Republic's also like a big artist that I've listened to a lot for many years, and I just love the sound of their music. I also love the script as well, but Ryan Tedder is like a huge inspiration for me when it comes to music production.
I like some of One Republic's songs. I haven't listened to them a whole lot, but yeah, I like their music.
Yeah.
Are you available for collaborations at this time?
So collaborations are always interesting. So far, every time I've collabed with someone, I just haven't really had a good experience. If I know someone in real life, I'm more likely to collab with them. But for the most part, right now, I don't do collaborations. But sometimes I will go live and I let people join in my live and we both play guitar and sing together and it's fun, but it's just a lot of, I just don't know how to make it work, I guess you can say, because I don't know, there's a lot that goes into collabing, so.
When you said, you know, you haven't had a good experience with collaborations, was it more so on their part, or was it just lack of communication?
Well, it's mostly the fact that, like, people just want to collab for because, like, they see, like, I have a good amount of following on Instagram, and so they don't even like my music that much. They just want to collab with me because they're like, oh, I want you to post this so I can get some exposure, which, I mean, that's fine if you want exposure, but it's a lot of work to put in to just have you to tell me to post something on my page and be like, oh, I'm not even going to post that on my page, even though you took a ton of time and effort to put that together. Or sometimes I do a collab and they don't even say thank you. And it's like, could you at least say thank you? Like, I don't know.
I couldn't do it either. You know, like, I mean, here's the thing. Like when I message get a potential guest for my podcast, I gotta kind of believe in what you're doing for me to want to have you on my show, you know, because the other day I interviewed somebody and you I think you liked my tweet about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found that's how I found you, you know, like I started listening to your music and I'm like, oh, okay, you know, so I'm like, hey, you know, I figured I'd reach out to you. But yeah, like the thing about it is for me, like if the other person doesn't like really appreciate or I don't have a good vibe with them, then it's something I'm not interested in doing, you know? So I can see how that would leave a kind of a, you know, a bad taste for sure.
Yeah, and sometimes they just put all the workload on me. They're like, you need to learn how to play this song on the guitar, and you need to learn the lyrics, even though you don't know this song at all. We're doing this song that I want to do. And I'm like, maybe if I already knew the song on the guitar, and if I already knew, because I need to memorize lyrics, and it's already hard to memorize lyrics for songs that I already know. But it's even tough when I don't know the song at all and I'm trying to learn the chords and play at the same time and I'm trying not to mess up and I got to get a good video of it too. It's just so much. And then I don't know how to mesh songs together when it comes to videos together. I still haven't learned how to do that. And so they're like, I don't know how to do that either. And I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I don't know how we're going to collab if we don't know how to do the technology for it.
Yeah, see, yeah. I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, I feel like if you're going to collab with someone, then you should at least know, like, how to, you know, adapt. You know, like, let's just say there's something that you don't know how to do, and they do know. Like, they should be the one to step up and, like, oh, I'll, you know, don't worry about this. I'll take care of it, you know. But, yeah, it just seems like the people, you know, that you're describing, they're more self-serving than, than wanting to help each other out, so.
Yeah.
What's
up?
Sorry.
What were you saying?
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I have had a few good collaborations, though. Like, we were able to, like, it's mostly friends that I was able to collaborate with, just because, like, we've been friends for a while, and they're like, hey, do you want to collaborate? And I'm like, sure. And I've had, like, a few good experiences with it, though, but I've mostly just reserved it for people, like, when it comes to music, reserved it for people that I know, like, personally, and I'm, like, good friends with, instead of some random person just, like, hey, let's collab. I don't know. It's, yeah, like you said, there's definitely a vibe to it.
Right, and a level of trust as well.
Yeah.
What are some of your future plans?
My future plans are very up in the air. Like, so I just got done doing an online optician training school, and my next step for that is to get an internship as an optician and then take a state test and get my license for that. But I'm still not sure if that's, like, what I actually want to do. So, I don't know. I'll figure it out as I go. I would love to keep doing more music, but sometimes music doesn't pay the bills, so.
Right. You said an optician, or is that what you said?
It's an optician.
Oh, yeah. Optician. Sorry. What do they do exactly?
So it's the person who deals with, like, the frames of glasses.
And what made you want to get into that?
I always found eyes interesting. I just was interested in eyes, and I like glasses too. Like, I'm legally blind without my contacts or glasses, so I thought it'd be fun to help other people out with, like, being able to see, because I myself can't see without contacts or glasses, so have prescriptions and get glasses that are stylish, and adjusting glasses, I guess, if they break.
I wear glasses myself, and I can't see very well without them. I mean, I can see things up close, but far away, yeah, you can forget it.
Yeah, you're nearsighted.
Yeah.
Myopic.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said you were myopic.
Yeah, it was ever since sixth grade. I sat at the back of the class, and, like, one day I couldn't see the board. I'm like, oh no. Yeah, I'm like, I think it's time to get glasses.
Yeah, I've had glasses and contacts since fifth grade, so kind of always just had bad eyesight as long as I can remember.
Right. I think I get my eyesight from my mom, because she wears glasses too. So I think that's probably where I get it from, unfortunately.
Yeah. Both my parents, they wear glasses, and all my siblings, they wear glasses. And so we just can't see, but luckily, thank you to modern technology for making it so I can be able to see.
Right, yep. I think that's all I really got for you in terms of questions. Yeah, let people know where they can follow you on social media and where they can listen to your music.
Okay, so like you want me to tell people my Instagram?
Yeah, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever you got.
Okay. So my Instagram is just Kari Warburton. It's K-A-R-I. And then Warburton's just how it's spelt. Then my YouTube's Kari Warburton as well. My Twitter is Kari Warb. So K-A-R-I-W-A-R-B. You can also just Google me. I'm Google certified, or verified, I guess you can say. So you can just search my name and I pop up, and then my music on Spotify pops up. So music on Spotify, Apple Music, pretty much anywhere. My Facebook's also Kari Warburton Music. There's a music in my Facebook. Yeah, but that's pretty much all my social media. TikTok's Kari Warb as well. I don't use TikTok as often, though.
All right, guys. Yeah, go ahead and follow Kari on all her social media and listen to her music. And Kari, I'd like to thank you again for doing the interview. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was super fun.
Yes, we'll definitely have to do it again sometime if you're down to.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Yep, I'll let you go and take care and have a good rest of your day. All right, I hope you guys enjoyed that interview with Kari Warburton. I'd like to thank her again for doing the show today. That was a fun interview, and I think she's got a bright future ahead of her, guys. Go ahead and check her music out, follow her social media, and until next time, peace.